Farson. Farson was a hunter from Terek. With shotgun, bow, and trusty knife, he would walk the lands. Sometimes, when he was up on cash, he drives his four-wheeler. He loves drunken night hunting. He sells fresh meat to the folks of Arlaband and Southfield. Farson has hunted and killed people before. He even killed an old elf he encountered in the woods. She is probably one of the last in a few hundred miles. Farson was wasted on sour homemade whiskey. Most people can't drink it because it eats their stomach lining, but Farson has a constitution of a goat. His stuff is cheap. He likes to have lots of it when he's got money. He can put a big old heavy jug of it on his four-wheeler and drive around shooting whatever moves in the fields and woods and grasslands. But now he is on to some special game. Maybe the best thing that could ever happen to him. He caught sight of the spirit deer, an almost mythical animal thought to be extinct. The elves revered them and they would never hunt the spirit deer. But the pelt of such an animal could net him $25,000. Spirit deer pelts have healing, anti-aging properties. He saw the animal drinking from the river. He didn't have his shotgun ready because he was busy unscrewing his flask for another long pull of sour whiskey. When he brought his cup down, he saw the deer. Plump, thick, perfect succulence, and strong. A faint yellow glow from its body, brighter, almost orange around its horns. The spirit deer raised its head and looked at Farson with knowing eyes. It turned and ran. Farson was fast with his gun. He spun it around on his shoulder strap, flicked a safety, and opened fire. But only two of the shots he got in grazed the animal. He found drops of a blue dew-like blood going off in the woods near Arlaband border, and he pursued it. The animal's hoof prints are larger than a normal deer's, and they are heart-shaped. He was able to follow the strange tracks for miles before losing them on a long, sandy stretch where dust devils rise and moan to songs of the long dead. A track of sand that is ever-expanding. It shall, in the far future, distant past, be known as the Moaning Desert. The non-stop moaning winds that seem to have voices, and sometimes you can catch words or whole phrases in the weird melodies like a forgotten musical language. Farson knows beyond this is the Lake of Cards, surrounded by lush woods and swampy grasslands full of colorful snakes. He thinks this is where the spirit deer is bound, but there's a storm coming. He can tell from the scent it's going to be a rough one. The winds are picking up and the air feels moist. He decides to wait the storm out at the cabin. He has spent up to a couple months at a time at this cabin. He could make a deer stand a comfy home, so this cabin's gonna be a luxury for him.